Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, my God, this guy's gonna swing on right. Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
Beach vacation or mountain trip?
Beach.
Texting or calling?
Text.
Music or podcast?
Music.
He did pretty good, but he lied.
Lied?
Texting or calling? Jim is a caller. He is not a texter.
Yeah, Jim's a big caller.
He's such a liar. He just picked the first one.
That's not a lie.
Yes, it is. You call all the time. It's like, why do I have to talk to you on the phone? Jim. You call me, and if I don't answer, you call Ryan. And if he doesn't answer, you call Big Papa.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Hour number two of Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power somewhat in the Everlight Solar Studio. I am not clearly bringing the normal it is because if I go beyond what I did there, I would start coughing. So I'm still working my way back from, I don't know what.
Molly did abbreviate it is as well, and I wasn't. We
because
had a whole
I don't,
couple minutes about it.
Here's what it is I don't want to be you. And I mean that in a good way. Yeah. Like, I want to be my own. I want to be my own star of this show, too, Matt.
Yeah, there's no requirement for anyone to do this.
We're
going to
workshop it.
Yeah.
Remember, we're workshopping this.
Yeah. Yes. What is Molly's catchphrase, guys?
We don't know yet. We're working on it.
I got a lot of catchphrases.
Literally.
This is literally Jim, Matt, and Molly.
That's not bad.
There you go. Yes. There you go.
No, that's pretty bad. People would turn us off as soon as they heard my voice.
Literally.
You can start with your Jennifer Coolidge.
This is literally Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I want to listen to Jim, Matt, and Molly real bad.
You can go with, like, what a beautiful day to be alive or whatever.
Isn't that Brust thing?
I know, that's what I was kidding. That one's terrible.
I'll give a about a Ben Brust.
Are you going to be like Strofe? Yeah, it is! And I'm Alex Strofe hosting
no
Jim,
idea.
Matt, and Molly.
Irrelevant.
Remember that used to be his thing?
Uh-huh.
Ryan?
Yeah, I remember. He still does it,
or
I think,
you can be
too.
Like, Ryan, good afternoon, Madison.
I mean,
I'm Ryan Walsh. I'm with your ESPN Sports Center update.
All right. 844-770-3776.
What's your catchphrase, Matt? And also, what, you ready to do the Sports Center at 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, it's Matt Hamilton.
Hey.
That's how Matt would start the show.
With the wave, too.
If I started the
show. Hi, fans.
Hello,
this is Matt Hamilton.
Hello, nice to meet you. Jim would introduce me, and I'd chime in with a little hello. So maybe I would just stick with hello.
You just do hello.
Not, yeah,
this is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Just hello.
Well, I would start hello. With hello, and then get into is the Jim, Matt, and Molly part. Like Jim starts with it is right. Molly's would be.
I am.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Yeah, I
kinda
love
coming
that.
At you. That's
kind of
catchy.
That's awful.
Wait, well, no. It's not bad because of the energy you brought to it.
That's fair. I don't bring energy when I have to do it is. Well, I don't have to do it. Nobody's like holding me hostage for it.
I don't have any misinformation out there.
Just,
there's
I feel
no
like
requirement
I have to.
That anyone has to do it is. I enjoy people trying to do it.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Matt, what's your open?
Oh, I'm sticking with hello.
That's how you're going to do
that's
it?
That's it?
Hello.
I'll do it like Seinfeld. Hello, this is Jim, Matt, and Molly. I'm Matt Hamilton. To my side, I got Jim Rutledge and Molly Brown. Ryan in the booth, mixing the ones and twos.
Mixing the ones and twos.
Is this the 90s?
Yeah. I'd have fun with it. But yeah, I think it's
can you breathe?
The belly hello from Seinfeld is what I'd steal from Jerry.
Okay.
Hello.
He's Matt Hamilton. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. I think we can see why I'm the lead of the show. I'm the only one that can get the show started, apparently. Although I do really enjoy literally. That would be fun.
Literally, Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Ryan, who do you like better when they lead host this show? Me or Jim? Who stays on clock better?
Matt just raised his hand.
Me.
What are you going to say, Matt?
Molly.
Oh, you're guessing?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing for you.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
I think Jim is much more accustomed to it, so it's a little smoother. I think.
Okay, you were supposed to give me compliments, not like throw me under the bus.
Well, literally, Molly.
You want to do this?
No, I'm good.
I think Jim's more the established vet. Molly might just be like the draft pick who's a little, you know, Got to develop. You're good rotational
player. Old, and I'm taking your spot.
I didn't say old. I didn't say old.
Old Rutledge is at it again.
I may potentially die on the air.
I said he's experienced. He has a lot of experience. He's
not seasoned.
Old.
You're exactly. a seasoned host.
Exactly. He's on his
salty.
He's on his third contract. Or
third. Oh. There's a lot of contracts.
Probably more than that. Five?
I don't know.
How long are contracts? 3 years? 5 years?
Depends how good you are.
In the NFL or just contracts period?
I mean, NFL.
NFL, yeah. 3 years on average, probably.
You're on like your fifth.
I'm like Dave
sixth.
Craig from Milton College. Around for like 18 years. Milton College, down the road. Played for the Seahawks, Bears.
When?
In the 60s?
Played for the Bears probably in the 90s.
Old Rutledge is at it again.
Now I'm willing to say that Jim is just being old. Now he's being old. He's not being experienced.
No, but Dave Craig is like a Wisconsin trope because he went to the non-existent now Milton College.
Oh, so is that why there's Janesville Craig?
No.
It's named after him, man. That's a fair question.
Janesville and Milton are like right next to each other.
Riley Elk in the bullpen here is going to have a stroke.
Riley, am I right?
It's not named.
Yes.
It's named Janesville Craig after Dave Craig.
He's literally
not. Come on
said.
In here. Yeah. Come, just come on in here. Cause
he knows how to speak on the radio.
He's even broken the speak when spoken to. So he can actually just talk all he wants.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So,
okay, Riley, you are from the Milton, Janesville area. Who's this guy's name?
Dave Craig.
Dave Craig. Oh,
yeah. He is. Yeah. See? There you go. He knows.
Is Janesville Craig named after Dave Craig? Oh, you just nodded your head yes while you were out in the bullpen.
No, I couldn't tell what exactly you were saying.
And are you wearing a Milton?
I'm wearing a Milton baseball.
What are the odds of that?
Jacket right now.
So. I went and talked to his baseball team back when he was on the team.
We have a picture together when I was on my JV baseball team. Matt Hamilton in the middle posing with his gold medal. My entire team surrounding him. I look like a baby.
Okay, yes. Wait. So I have to ask. When Matt spoke at your school, were you like, who the hell is this guy? Or did you know who he was?
No, I actually did know who he was. We knew he was speaking. Because you were speaking to our teachers, right? You were talking to the staff, I think.
It was a staff, and then there was some, like, upperclassmen, I think, in the auditorium because, like, they brought in me, Lindsey Vonn, and Lindsey Vonn brought
Lindsey Vonn,
PK Subban.
Yeah,
so PK Subban was there too. Lindsey Vonn, her grandmother lived in Milton, and she came here all the time when she was in like high school. So she like appreciated Milton.
Damn,
so Milton. That's why
it's
the
like
two
a
of us.
Of that
I had no idea.
That's why the two of us were here. She's originally from Minnesota, but yeah, she'd come down here to visit grandma.
Interesting.
But yeah, Dave Craig, famous Milton College alum, held the NFL record for fumbles until it was broken by Warren Moon.
Can you explain
does Milton
the
College still exist?
Milton College thing?
Also, no, I'd like to point out, if you're watching the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, the camera trying to get Riley is broken,
it's
so Ryan
right now,
has
so.
Turned his computer onto Riley.
Yeah, so you can see Riley is sitting in there. It just looks like, it looks like he's having a very long chat.
And it's great because then we can still see you in the reflection, Ryan.
Yeah, hey guys. Wave with my left hand.
Is it like
it's
multiple,
to see.
Like every time you look at a different angle, it's deeper and deeper into
it?
Basically,
producer inception.
Whoa.
So what's Milton College?
Yeah, so Milton College, it is now defunct. It doesn't exist. Some of the buildings are still there, but they were the Wildcats, and I couldn't tell you what they were known for. I just know it existed. They were the Wildcats. Their colors were blue and yellow. And Dave Craig is probably the most famous alumnus from there.
So, is he related to Daniel Craig? Isn't that an actor?
Yeah. Yes, they're definitely related. The guy from Europe plays James Bond and Dave Craig. Before we get to Dave Craig, I want a little more on him. How many players from Milton College were drafted in the NFL draft this past weekend?
The same as the Badgers.
Yes, Matt.
Take that for data.
Unfortunately, you are correct, yes.
How does that make you feel, Riley, as the largest Badger stand?
Yeah, well, not great when you look at, like, East Carolina had someone drafted, Old Dominion. I think Northwestern had two players drafted. Not ideal. Not ideal.
So Dave Craig threw 216 touchdown passes in the NFL. Last played in, like, 1998. Mm-hmm. He threw for 38,000 yards. The legend. I mean, dude played for a long ass time. He was also in Jerry Maguire. He was in the movie Jerry Maguire. The beginning of the game between the Cardinals and the Cowboys. That last game, it's Dave Craig on the field warming up against the Cowboys. So he's actually in the game in the movie too. Like throwing
how many
the ball
teams
around.
Did he play on?
A handful. Most of it was the Seattle
Seahawks. Yeah,
Seahawks was most of it. Then the Oilers and the Bears.
How did you guys start talking about Dave Craig?
How did we get here?
How did we get to Milton? Dave Craig. I don't even know, man. But Seahawks.
Go Redhawks.
I don't know how we got here.
I'm trying to do it. I'm doing the mental remapping in my mind. I can't
Riley
do it.
Did what you're never supposed to do and ask someone how you're supposed to get some. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. how you got somewhere, because I don't know. Seahawks, Chiefs, Lions, Cardinals, Bears. Oh, my. And then the Tennessee Oilers. Three-time Pro Bowler.
Legend.
Ring of honor for the Seahawks and a top 50 player all-time for the Seahawks.
Jim, do you actually think that we care this much about Dave Craig?
Well, Ring of honor, that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about him one time. I just want to give Miles flowers. Hell, maybe he's listening.
Yeah.
Maybe he's dead.
Miles.
I bet there could be some proud Miltonians such as myself out there listening right now. You never know.
Dead. He's 67.
Never mind. He's not that old. I apologize.
Whoa. If Jim was 67, you'd be like, you're dirt.
That's Jim. That's not me. Not me saying it.
Old Rutledge is at it again.
Well, thanks, Riley.
Of course, anytime.
We're going to talk about the Badgers' lack of draft production since 1978. On the other side, but tell us about Metro Kia.
Metro Kia. Oh, I would love to tell you about Metro Kia. I love my two cars from Metro Kia. I've got my Kia Carnival and I have the Kia K4. I've had absolutely fantastic experiences when I've gone to Metro Kia. So if you are looking for a new or new to you Metro or Kia, I suggest that you head over to Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
Metro Kia of Madison, Oi.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I think I've listened and watched this show long enough to know that Molly's mind is just always in the gutter. It doesn't matter what.
Mine?
Yeah, Molly.
Jim says something, and Molly's eyebrows just go up. She's looking for a giggle.
Yeah. I'm a bottomless. You're not wrong.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
District podcast, listen to the biggest names in basketball talk about your favorite team, the Milwaukee Bucks. Hosted by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson and his son, NCAA champion Chris Johnson. Follow along as they break down the latest action on the court and off the court and around the league. Sorry. Joined by the all-time great players and journalists who know the game best, Here District brings you Bucks analysis like you've never heard it before. Watch Here District on the Bucks official YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge with Matt Hamilton. We're in the Everlight Solar Studio. Primetime, Laura Shine behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's Carl Bostock. Text line, list is more. We have a side of them with a whole question up there. How many instant starters or how many instant impact players did the Packers draft in this last draft? No Badgers were picked. I teased that like a jerk with Riley Yauch when I pointed
out
that,
kinda rude.
That the defunct was really a ruin my punchline, Matt Hamilton. But that's right.
Sorry.
But the defunct Milton College, which has been defunct for a long time, had as many draft picks in the NFL draft this year as the Wisconsin Badgers, and that's zero. And that's the first time since 1978.
Take that for data.
Combined with missing the playoffs, combined with missing a bowl game 2 years in a row, a descending record, the Badger football program is in its worst state it has ever been in the last 40 years.
No argument for me.
That's embarrassing.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. No, they stink. I mean, that's the worst part.
Who is that an indictment on, though? Is that Fickle? Is it Chris McIntosh? Like, is it just the entire, I don't want to say athletic
Matt
department?
Than anything. Like, you can have a bad coach, but if you are able to get good players, you can still stand out and be drafted. Like, there's plenty of people that were drafted that were on average football teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I think it's the lack of, like, high-performing skill players in Wisconsin that is the issue. It just stinks because we used it. It could be, you know what, honestly, now that the more I talk about it, it could be Fickle because we went away from this smash-mouth football to the air raid offense. This is running back and offensive lineman university.
So,
or it used to be.
Yeah, on Twitter, and this is just out, as the young kids say, on Main, so I don't have a problem sharing this, Fayon Hicks. Former Badger player.
What does it mean when you say
on Main Street? Everyone can see
on Main Street. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't get that?
No,
I didn't know. I
got
heard
it.
That
anyways,
I thought it was
Main.
I thought it was a cool line.
Yeah, we're the cool ones.
Yeah. We're the cooliest.
What are the kids on Main saying?
Fayon Hicks, former Badger player, defensive back, I believe. I'll never forgive Mac for what he did to my Badgers. This was after the draft.
Wow.
Do you think that this draft, not having a single player drafted, is more on Mac, though?
It's an exclamation point for the dissension of the Badger football program. It is on Mac, but he hired Fickell. This program has been in a decline since the end of the Barry Alvarez era into the Mac era, and it's not turning the right direction. Maybe this recruiting class comes in, but the Badgers have more players who have left the program to have success at other collegiate programs to go get drafted in the NFL than they've had actual NFL players come out of the Badgers. And those trying to defend that, saying, well, at least they were at the Badgers at some point. You know what the Badgers could have done? They could have brought in players through the transfer portal. This I did check. This is legal. You could bring in players through the transfer portal to the Badgers program who could be here 1 year and then be good and go to the NFL. It doesn't just have to be Badger players leaving the Badgers to go to other teams to go then get to the NFL. The Badgers are allowed to bring people in who could be NFL players, which might be breaking news to the program, but I'm pretty excited about it.
Wait, how do you feel that Skylar Bell,
yes,
Badger,
UConn, yep,
went to UConn, fourth round draft pick for the Bills.
Yep.
Like, what a great landing.
You guys remember CJ Williams?
Yep. Picked sixth round
by the Jaguars,
wide receiver for the Badgers.
He was with Wisconsin for 2 years. He came over from USC. Went to
Wisconsin Badgers. We got the best players that played for us at one point that went to the pros.
Well, I can't blame those guys. For the last couple of years, and again, injury was a big issue. Who's throwing these guys the ball?
I can't blame
them. I would have left too.
I'm not blaming them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that the Badgers also could bring in good football players who could be one and done here. That is allowed.
It is, but what player going into his senior year or his last year of eligibility is like, I want to go to Wisconsin.
Exactly. But that's part of the problem of Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell. They're not building a program. Or they weren't building a program that's attractive to good players.
Right. It's going in the wrong direction.
And here's the thing. If a player was going to come here, you're either going to get someone who is in it for the money, this specific type of player, who is coming here because they're here for the money, the one and done who wants to get to the NFL, or they don't care about, and also if they're just here for the money, that means they don't care about winning that much. They just want the check. So now you got someone here who maybe not as fully bought in, because when you don't win, how do you win? You have to pay more for good players. Mm-hmm. And then some of those players you're paying more for are going to be predisposed to be players who care more about the money than the program. Because if they're coming to your crappy-ass program, how much do they care about winning? Now, I'm not saying that's the current case, but the Badgers definitely have a suck tax. Like, because they suck, they're taxed.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a suck tax was.
I think Jim also made that one up on the spot. I don't think that's another common phrase like putting on Maine.
Suck tax. I trademark it.
Yeah.
When you suck, you're getting taxed. You got to pay more. The Badgers invented it, not me.
Chris McIntosh. Yes, copyright.
That's Chris McIntosh's trademark. Legacy at the University of Wisconsin. He created the suck tax. We suck. Now we have to pay more.
I will also say that
it's like his own version of tariffs.
I don't think that's a Chris McIntosh thing. I think this is truly a Luke Fickell thing.
Like, he hired him, though. But yeah.
He hired him, and he's to blame, but this is more of a Luke Fickell issue. I don't care how much money you're spending on players to bring in transfer portal guys. Boston College had four players drafted, guys.
Hey, that's a program that you wanted to compare Wisconsin to, right?
Yeah, aspirationally.
Yeah.
Boston College, aspirationally.
Where they're at currently. They shouldn't be there, but that's where they're...
And they're also widely regarded as like one of the least funded, poorly funded programs in college football right now. Like Bill O'Brien's their head coach, the former, Texans coach, Penn State assistant, whatever it is. Like, he's flailing there. They went 2-10 last year. They had four guys drafted. Iowa.
What positions? I'm just genuinely curious. You don't know.
I did not go into the depths of looking at which positions.
I'm looking at it too, because it's probably defense.
I'm just genuinely curious because, like Matt said, like, the bread and butter of Wisconsin football used to be running backs and offensive line.
So to that point, there's another program out there that I think of a lot when I think of Wisconsin, who stuck to that identity and has continued to do that. And honestly, I do not think they have a ton more NIL money than Wisconsin. Iowa.
Yeah.
Seven players drafted this year. I don't think Iowa is outspending Wisconsin to a massive degree.
So I don't know their name off the top of my head, but I just read an article that Iowa's current athletic director was a finalist for the athletic director job that Chris McIntosh got.
They had a whole athletic director mess a few
they
years
did,
ago,
yeah.
too.
They did, yeah. They had one of theirs got ousted for something.
But no, the person there is the one that was...
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, but I also... I don't know. I mean, when it comes to that, I truly think that no matter who the athletic director is, if this is what your coaching and development is...
True, but like that goes to the athletic director hired the coach.
True. But at the same time, I still don't think that... It's not the fact that Luke Fickell doesn't have the right players or resources or the right athletic director. It's the fact that when you're not developing these guys to even just like be on an NFL team, and when there are other peers of yours, teams who should be below you, who are producing more draft picks, like it's not a question of, you know, what are they doing wrong? It's that every NFL draft scout looks at them and says, why should I pay attention to them?
Right. And I have talked to people who are in those rooms and do the scouting who have said that the Badgers are a mess. Remember there was a whole report about how Luke Fickell wouldn't let scouts...
So it wasn't a report. It was something that Dane Brugger of The Athletic, who's one of their draft analysts, he just put out the fact that I actually have it pulled up here. It was, he said that Fickell has been shutting NFL scouts out from practices, so their only chance to see Wisconsin players is during games.
And I will say that I had one scout confirm that to me. I know Fickell denied it, but I had one scout said that they were denied at least.
And if all you're seeing is the on-field result of these players, like, it's Mason Reiger's a guy who should have been drafted.
Yes.
He's the defensive
end. They were talking about him on ESPN Radio on Saturday when I was listening.
He was like Mel Kiper's like best remaining player for like 2 rounds
in a row. I wanted him on the Bears.
I
liked what he could do,
I mean, he's a guy who if he had been playing last year on Penn State or on Iowa, he probably does get drafted because, he was on a good team. We have a better idea of where he fits because he actually fit in an actual system with an actual identity. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have no identity and you're just guys were just playing out there trying to like figure it out on the fly. It felt like every game Wisconsin was doing. It's really hard to evaluate to see if this guy's a good player or not.
Isn't the identity thing one of the things that Mel Kiper highlighted when he joined Willie and Tausch a couple weeks ago before the draft? Like, it was literally that Wisconsin doesn't have an identity and they need to figure it out in order to get their players drafted.
That would help.
Add no draft picks and add no benefit of the doubt to the suck tax for the Badgers that Chris McIntosh imposed. Because you suck, nobody's going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what you're getting. Even when Paul Christ was here, smart, tough, dependable, we know what we're getting. Mm-hmm. We know this guy knows how to play football. We know this person loves football. Because you don't have a recruiting identity, then you don't have a team identity. And then when you don't have a team identity nor a recruiting identity, the NFL teams don't know what the hell they're getting.
Close the gap. That's the identity.
The identity is flailing, and close the gap is a flailing term.
It is.
Sweet Jesus, I hope to God we grab onto something lucky, and Colton Joseph pops off to be great. I think this team's going to be better than they were last year, not even just because of the easier schedule, but I think it's too little too late. This is the worst, and this is our signing limit poll question. This is the worst the Badger football team has been in the last 40 years. The state of the Badger football team is the worst it's been in 40 years.
And Ryan, what's it say? Like, this was regarded as one of the weaker draft classes in recent times. There still wasn't a Badger.
Yep.
It's not like there was a ton of competition stealing it.
Nope. So I truly think if guys like Vinny Anthony and Mason Reiger play for any other team in the Big Ten or a halfway competent
Vinny
team.
Vinny Anthony's a good one, yeah.
Like, those guys get drafted.
I mean, if they play for Boston College.
Honestly, yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, CJ Williams, he went to Stanford. That wasn't even a good team in here.
Right, but then this is the other part of it. They leave, and then they go somewhere else, and then they get drafted.
And they're successful.
It even piles more onto, like, why in the world would I go to Wisconsin if I want to go to the NFL? The guys that go to the NFL leave Wisconsin for a different college before they go to the NFL.
Remember all those in-state recruits, those 8 of the top 10 in-state recruits who are committed to Wisconsin right now? How many of those guys do you think stay committed? After seeing something like this, I think it would be really hard to convince yourself that you want to stay committed.
If I'm Northwest, if I'm any of the schools in the mix and I had someone drafted, I'm calling.
That or Luke Fickell better go win 8-9 games next year.
Because here's the problem. If these kids are what the Badgers say they want them to be, then those kids would turn down big money from Wisconsin to go to a winning school because they love football for equal or lesser money for the opportunity to make a living playing football.
Right.
So if the type of player the Badgers want to recruit is the type of player that wouldn't want to go to the Badgers. And this is where I don't know how they fix it. So that's why I'm saying right now the state of the Badger football program is it's the worst point in the last 40 years. Do you agree or disagree? That's our signing limit poll question. 844-770-3776. Believe it or not, we're going to throw stones next.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, featuring 2026 curling national champion Matt Hamilton on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner and go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. Primetime Warshawn behind the glass. You can see us in the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. All right, let's throw some stones.
One, two, three,
Some takes are cooler than others.
You know this kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Some opinions are just cooler than the rest.
That was cooler than being cool. Ice cold.
And if you keep it chill, then it's a cold take.
Chill out.
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
I'm always the coldest.
This is Throwing Stones, presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's chillest Kia dealership.
So, guys, did you watch any of the draft coverage?
I saw this. I could see it up on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream.
It's not on the YouTube stream quite yet. Yes. You can see it in the preview screen. Yes. It will be on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream shortly, though. So, guys, Molly, I believe you said you did not really watch much of the draft on day three on Saturday, right?
No, but I did kind of see this clip, and then I wasn't really interested, so I swiped.
Okay, so I'm curious to ask you that about that in that case. So, for the Packers' fourth-round pick, they had a special
this
guest.
This is more verbal anyways, Matt, so you'll be good.
They had a special guest announcer. For the fourth round, all the NFL teams had their number one international fan announce the pick.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
As part of like the NFL's like outreach sort of initiative to globalize the game. Jim,
yeah, and this isn't for Gavin James here, but there was some of the fans who wanted got to make the announcement. Like, shut up. Like, they were, like, calling out their buddies.
So that's right. That's actually where I want to get with this, after we listen to this, Jim.
Okay, good.
So let's listen to Gavin James, the Packers' international fan who announced this draft pick. He is from the Irish Institute of Music and Song, and he announced the pick along with a few special instruments. Guys, why don't we take a listen?
Welcome to the Irish Institute of Music and Song here in Ireland. I'm singer-songwriter Gavin James, and the pick is in.
Oh, nice.
Those are harps.
Wow.
Cute, with the 120th pick of the 2026 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Danai Dennis Sutton, defensive end, Penn State.
Go back up!
Go back up!
Go back up!
So
it's actually cute. Wow.
Yeah, at a bare minimum, that was the best fan one that I saw.
So I was going to add.
Yes. I just don't like that they have the TVs on in the background. Yeah, the echoing. It's like,
rough.
What are we doing here,
yeah.
People?
You would think the people who are from like a school of music and song would know a little bit better about like acoustics and like sound and echo and that kind
Turn
of thing.
Turn off your radio before you call us.
You would think they'd think of that.
Exactly.
But I did want to ask, as Jim was saying, like, so this was for the Danai Dennis Sutton pick. Danai Dennis Sutton was very upset that he was drafted at 120 because he thought he should be like a second round pick. And I was thinking about this during the entire fourth round. Some guys in there who are thinking, I didn't want to be drafted at this point. Would you be annoyed or would you feel better if you were announced by the draft pick of harps from the Irish Institute of Music and Song?
I mean, it's memorable.
Oh, nice. So, what?
Like, when it comes to all, like, and as Jim was saying, all the other international.
God, some of them, like, shut
up. There was somebody up there with his dog at one point. I don't know why
what?
He had a dog. Yeah, I don't know. There's some
people, like,
with
shouting out their buddies. I'm like, nobody cares. Just give us the pick.
Like, what? Does that ruin the moment for these draft picks?
Yes.
Like.
I don't know about ruining the moment because it's like you're still going to the NFL and you just got drafted to the NFL. Like, it's still a dream come true, but, like,
But what if you're a guy who never just like stick around and you end up like this is the pinnacle, is you getting drafted and it's to the sound of harps. And
the harp one's not bad.
That's cool. That sounds good.
Okay. But if it's somebody out there like Jim saying, shouting out his friends.
I mean, at the same point, like I get it too. This at least you're going to have like a crack at playing in the NFL. Like this guy, this is his 30 seconds of fame.
But
wouldn't you be kind of annoyed?
Yes.
Wait,
to
do you know which
point.
One was the worst that I saw? Was the Buffalo Bills one that it was like the 35th pick in the 2016 NFL draft.
Oh, that's how they said it?
Yeah.
35th pick in the 2016 draft.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? Who gave this guy a cue card?
Right.
My God.
So I would say I get Ryan's point because if you are, especially if you're DDS who thought maybe they'd be second or third round or first, like, you want to hear Goodell or like someone, like a former Packer coming out, like whatever the team
you're
is.
You're thinking you're going to be a second or first round pick.
You want to hear the official, like with the 19th pick in the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. You want to hear that.
Right. But does Roger Goodell hang around for the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round? Like, well, he leaves.
No, I'm not
point.
Saying it should be Goodell. I just get Ryan's point, especially if you're someone who fell, who thought they were going to be up there with, like, a more prestigious.
Yeah.
Like,
this just adds
like Jerome
to it.
Bettis came out,
you're
like,
extra not a yes. second round pick.
Yeah. Like, you're an extra gimmick. Yeah.
Just like in Green Bay, that you had different ties to either the area or different teams. Like, the Bears players brought out, played at Pitt or from Pittsburgh. Like, they tried to do some ties in for the first, like, the first two or three rounds. You get kind of, like, real ties to the organization. And then I think this is, I get why they did it, and I actually
this
think this
one's
one,
cool.
This
one
was pretty good,
is
yeah.
Cool.
But I get your point of, like, not only are you mad that you weren't drafted where you thought you'd get drafted, you don't even have, like, a cool clip that you can, like, play.
Not like this one.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Who was the,
I love Rich Eisen just going, oh, nice.
Who was the 57th round pick? Or 57th
round?
Overall pick. I
oh,
apologize.
It's actually perfect. It's Logan Jones, the Chicago Bears, and he said he loves catch-up. Yes. He's a big offensive lineman.
He, okay. actually, he also didn't, because this was for the Hines
yes.
partnership, right? The 57th yes. overall pick got free Hines catch-up yeah. for life. And he actually said he didn't know about that until
yes.
he got drafted,
they told
which
him.
Is awesome.
Yeah, when the beat reporters told him.
But what if you're just like... What
if someone chimed in and did give him a hard time, like, here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to eat ketchup on your dog.
Matt?
I was just going to say, my curling team was a fourth-round pick for the Minnesota Vikings back
your
in the day.
Oh, you guys announced a pick?
So we filmed this. We filmed granted, I'm going to be honest with you. I told them no. It was a Viking thing. The Vikings invited us to
so
do
we,
things.
So you did not participate.
I did not participate, but our team did. And they took a fourth-round pick in 2018. Jalen Holmes. And we, like, put our ballot, like, on a curling rock and slid it down the sheet. And then someone, like, picked it up and read it off.
That's fun.
So, like, it's fun for people to do, especially if there's reasonable.
It's fun for you. We're talking about for the player.
Like, we did it. Yeah. You're right. I don't know how Jalen Holmes felt about.
I've never heard his name.
I was going to say, you guys might be the curse.
I was going to say, if he. Yeah
well,
the
Matt
curse.
Start,
it was
Matt
a fourth start. Rounder, yeah. Molly.
Matt Stark. Wait, I thought TDS was going to be great.
I didn't say DDS is going to be great. My guys are
the seventh
CC,
rounder, Trey Smack.
Smack McKinnon.
And the fifth rounder in Burton.
Yep. Okay. I got the fifth rounder for sure.
Okay.
We'll never see him play for the Packers.
what is your guy's name? Jalen Holmes. He played for the Vikings. He's played for the Saints, Giants, Bears, Jets, and the Commanders.
Well,
you know,
he's good
enough
to stay in the league.
Making a living for a little bit.
He was offseason and or practice squad member only for the Giants.
Okay.
And what year was that that you guys, that your team did it?
He stayed 18? With the Vikings until
right,
2020.
Is he still in the league? Oh,
2025 was his last year.
Right, he was with the Vikings for
so
4 years. I mean, that's not a
2 years.
Oh, 2 years?
Do the math
oh,
right, my guy.
Yeah.
2018.
That's right. I mean, he
glasses on glasses crime right there. Jeez.
Yeah, he made a small Promise. Career of it. I'm just saying, like, that
how many
fourth
sets
round
of
pick?
Eyes are there on this panel? 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who
10,
do we
12.
Appreciate?
12.
Wait.
No.
I don't know.
Well, because there's four
so
of us.
Bad at math.
Four of us, eight eyes, and then two sets of glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just because four
take
eyes.
Take that for data.
Do you think the Green Bay Packers should ever ask us to come announce a pick? And
I
how
would
bad,
love to.
How bad would the pick
Jim,
feel?
Would you turn it down?
No.
See,
I
can't believe
it.
That you turned it down.
I wouldn't announce it.
I got a chance to, like, buzz the horn, too, and I was
I know.
Like, nah.
See, I, so, well, okay, so that's different, because that's part of being, like, a fan of the Vikings is blowing the horn, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, if I was taking someone else's spot, I might turn it down. Like, if they said, hey, ESPN Madison specifically can send people, I would say,
no,
I'm
if they
good.
Asked Jim, Matt, Molly's show, all four of us to
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I would go. Like, for an example.
Because that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I would do it. I just wouldn't be the one announcing it because I'm not a Packers fan. I would want someone who is a Packers fan to be able to do it. For an example, I have a photo with Aaron Rodgers because he did that when he was a teammate of ESPN Milwaukee. Did the photo with him, but we had X amount of autographs we could have. Everyone got one. I said, just give it to someone else.
Right.
Because I'm not going to do anything with it. I don't want it. So someone else, some other teammate got it.
Right.
I was like, it'd just be rude of me to take it because I would just either sell it or do whatever with it.
Give it to a partner?
Well, no, we had ones for partners. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was just one of those things where I wasn't going to take it from me. But, yeah, I'm surprised, Matt, because you could have worn, like, a little green...
Yeah, you could have been, like, the enemy,
yeah.
wearing, like, green and gold.
That's not really Matt's... He doesn't love to do that, though.
No, I don't like being the bad guy. I just was like, I just will respectfully decline.
Jim from Madison on the Crawl Was Talking text line says, wait, is throwing stones a curling reference? I never picked up on that.
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the party, Jim. This is Jim, Matt, Molly. Presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, a WBA award finalist for Wisconsin's best radio show.
It's good for your TikTok, though. The ladies love Jim Rutledge on TikTok.
Yeah, what are your demo? What are your numbers on TikTok, Jim?
It's like
50 plus. Yeah. 50 to 65.
80%, 50 to 65, yeah.
I'm huge in retirement homes.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Men are more forgetful than women. Is that the best way to say it, Matt Hamilton?
In my case, yes.
Or is it, Molly, that we don't listen? Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton with you.
Both.
Just that we're going to go 1980s comedy hour right here.
You don't listen, you don't really care, and you lack attention to detail.
Things that you really care about, and I just say you as like, not you, Molly Brown, but you as like
women?
Ladies in my life. Yeah, ladies in my life. You just care more about it than I do.
Ladies love cool Matt.
Yeah, but you're going to remember when Curling League is.
That's because I care about it, but my wife doesn't care about it.
How did you guys stumble into it? Why don't you care about the same things that she cares about, Matt Hamilton?
That is the age-old question. That is the question. I don't know why I don't care
at least
that
like,
the floors are a little too dirty.
Or at least pretend to care.
So
that's what it comes down to. Just pretend.
I learned around like planning the wedding. I was like, I don't care at all.
Oh, I
Not
know.
In a mean way,
when
but
you're
like
asking about like
what kind of flowers
do you like? I'm like, literally any flowers. She's like, I want you to be a part of this process.
Right. But I don't care in the best way possible. Make it on your own.
Yeah. But like, I'm trying to make this easier for you. Just pick them.
So I was around some people today, and they were talking about their husbands, and they kind of joked like, see, this is how wives talk about their husband. I'm like, well, husbands never talk bad about their wives, so shame on you. But one of them was their husband's forgetting things all the time.
Ugh, preach.
And this weekend, thank God, I have built-in fail-safes in my life for being forgetful.
Okay, tell me about these, because I could learn a thing or two.
Last year, I went down to my in-laws to get my camper, got down to realize I didn't bring the keys for the camper, couldn't get the stuff I needed to hook the camper up, and they like live 2 hours away. So couldn't get stuff to hook the camper up to
take
it home. So then I had to make a separate trip down and do it. And then this year, I set out the keys to take, and about halfway down, I'm like, do you have the camper keys? Turn to my wife. She goes, no. I'm like, why not? I set them out. She goes, actually, you set them out for you to take them. So after initially, I was like, you did this just despite me. Cause
like you saw them and chose not to grab them.
I let that go.
Good for you.
Right.
Even though that would have I would have not been able to let that go.
No, see, I don't think she did, because if that were the case, at 5 minutes later, like if you go down the road, she'd be like, do you have the camper keys? And then you would say, no, I thought you did. And then she'd be like,
So really, I was more upset that like she didn't basically double check to make sure I like brought my lunch.
Oh,
like,
yes, because you're her extra child, right? Yes, you have three kids.
So I didn't. I let it go.
Okay.
I was like, this is on me. But I was not willing to take part of me then getting crap for it. I'm like, look, I have to deal with the consequences. I have to come back down here, whatever. But I forgot I built in fail safes, and we have extra keys hidden around the camper. And thank God the extra keys had the key that I needed to the piece that I wanted.
So you didn't turn around.
You made a trip. Well, no,
not
we were
inside.
More than halfway,
how do you get inside the camper if the keys are locked inside?
No, it's hidden somewhere.
On the out?
Yeah.
Sneaky. See,
so like a
I trust my in-laws. I would have just given them to my in-laws and be like, keep these in your house.
Oh, good call. I'll do that one next time.
Then you don't have
to. Well,
because
I don't want to forget the camper keys some other time.
Hidden outside your.
So the other one was the other trope, Molly, is these women thought that men exaggerate or extra babies when they're sick.
100,000%.
Oh my gosh! My wife gave me a man flu comment the other day, and I'm like, that
no,
is
like
so
you
rude.
You have no idea.
No,
like,
I do have an idea.
Women, you tough it out. Men, it's like, I really need an ice pack. I
Real
need a heel pack. My throat hurts. I need tea.
My
I need
throat
this.
Hurts real
I can't
bad.
Really eat anything. I need this. I need. Oh.
I need a hot dog real bad.
Exactly. Just give me a wiener real bad. Yeah. No. Like literally. Like my husband. Oh my God. Wait.
Get out of here with this.
I need to get approval.
I do not approve of this trope.
I need
this
to.
This is
wait,
one
no, no,
trope
no.
I am not on board with.
So I initially was going to get approval from my husband to be able to talk about this, but
not permission.
Okay, my husband eventually here soon is going to have a procedure that you can no longer have babies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Okay. We know I have a zoo, right?
Yeah.
I asked when the doctor called me today. I was like, how long of a recovery is this? Like, how many days off of work do I need to get, right? She said it's about 48 hours. So I was like, okay, great. They do everything on a Friday morning. So then you do it on Friday. Then they can recover through the weekend. And I'm like, okay, fantastic. This is going to be the most brutal 48 hours of my life. It's going to be, oh, I got cut open. I'm hurt. Yeah. Meanwhile, me having how many babies? Having twins, like... I was a saint for the majority of my pregnancy.
You are projecting this. What if he is an absolute gem?
Because I know my husband. And I know he's watching right now. And I know I'm probably going to get in trouble when I get home tonight.
This is just married,
you got
guys.
This. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in him, too.
I'm sorry,
but like,
Matt. If you have this said surgery, you are going, just from the sheer... like mentally, you're going to assume it hurts more than it actually did.
I mean, I imagine it hurts like a lot,
I'm coming
too.
In and doing the show. I'm going to talk about
no,
it.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No,
you're
there's like phantom limb syndrome. So like. Yeah.
Phantom limb syndrome. That's a good point.
I cannot wait to talk about this on the air in a couple weeks.
All right.
Well, as long as
we need the update. Man flu's not real. Guys, don't listen to the lies.
That's true.
I'm going
to tough it out for the team. Zip the lips.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write down every single thing that he asks for or complains about.
I can't wait
till
you got nothing on Monday.
What?
You're going to have nothing. Nothing.
I thought you were talking about him. I was like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
He's not a tech doll. He's just that much.
See ya.